Back to our news stories. Crime spikes fear after two people stabbed. Park and Ride at Postwick still not open. Appeal raises money for charity's city headquarters.
A Norwich charity has raised £500,000 in fewer than 6 months as part of a fundraiser to rebuild its city centre branch. Norwich Samaritans launched its £750,000 Vara House appeal in December as it set out to overhaul the St Stephen's Square site where it has been based since it was founded in 1964. The Victorian building is facing structural and damp issues, and the charity, which helps roughly 40,000 people every year, is keen to modernise the branch in time for its 60th anniversary in spring 2024. Norwich City Council granted planning permission, and the charity has already raised £500,000 through donations from the EDP and evening news readers and grants from local trusts. Branch Director James Ellis said, "We're delighted with the response our appeal has received and we'd like to say an enormous thank you to all our supporters. EDP and evening news readers, members of the public and trustees at charities across Norfolk for funding our project. We still have a long way to go and we will be working towards our final goal in the coming months. We know this project is vital. We predict it would increase the amount of people we're able to help by 30,000 every year." Mr. Ellis thanked local trusts for their support, including the Rackham Trust, which donated £100,000, Norwich Consolidated Charities and Norwich Freeman's Charity, which are part of the Norwich Charitable Trusts, and both donated £100,000. Norwich Samaritans supports people through its 24/7 helpline, emails and instant messages, as well as hundreds of visitors to its branch every year. Its outreach team also visits local schools, universities, businesses and workplaces, and is beginning to work with local healthcare trusts.
Norfolk Police has fallen short of 999 response time targets, but answers more than 8 in 10 emergency calls within 10 seconds. Home Office data giving the time it takes each police force in the UK to answer 999 calls has been published for the first time. Shows Norfolk response times were 5th out of 43 forces nationally and best in the Eastern region. In Norfolk, 84% of 999 calls were answered within 10 seconds and a further 15.5% were answered between 10 and 60 seconds. Deputy Chief Constable Simon McGiggs said, "We believe that the constabulary offers one of the highest levels of 999 services in the county, something we are very proud of and continue to work hard at improving the service further."
A neighbourhood is reeling after two people were stabbed and a third injured in an incident in the early hours of yesterday. Police were initially called to reports of an altercation in Howard Terrace and found a man in his 20s with stab wounds to his hands. The ambulance service later reported it was treating a man in his 40s in Drayton Road who had a stab wound to his stomach. Officers then attended a property in Pelham Road, where they found a man in his 30s with a leg wound. All three were taken to hospital and then arrested. A woman in her 40s was also arrested at the Pelham Road and is in custody. Neighbours in the NR3 area are worried this may be a sign of increasing crime trends. Officers are in the early stages of the investigation, but believe the three reporters are linked and all parties involved are known to each other.
University students were left furious when Hungry Hands slobbered over their sandwiches and even now treats for their picnic.
Oh dear.
PhD student Gadisha Asif, 25, and her 27-year-old friend were setting up a picnic for a group of 7 pals at the University of East Anglia Park. But what should have been a peaceful occasion turned into chaos after two dogs who had been let off their leads slobbered all over their food. She said there was a lot of food which was enough for 7 people, but the dogs came over and they were biting into everything they could find.
Mystery surrounds when a Norwich travel hub will reopen after it was taken over during the pandemic for COVID testing. The Postwick Park and Ride site is owned by Norfolk County Council. Its bus services into and out of Norwich City Centre were managed by Connect Bus before the testing centre was established in 2020. But the tents have now gone after the government confirmed public testing facilities would close on March the 31st this year. Sean Tooth, Finance Director of Connect Bus, said, "We are in discussion with Norfolk County Council. Its opening is dependent on demand. There is more than enough capacity on our other park and ride sites. We are in discussion about opening again when demand is there. Passenger numbers are 50 to 55% of pre-COVID levels, but they are growing." Mr. Tooth added that the park and ride services around the UK were not as busy when compared to regular bus services. "The reduction of people using the park and ride was because more people working from home," he said. Connect Bus also runs similar services from Harford, Thickthorne, Sprowston and Cossey, the latter of which is used specifically for routes to the University of East Anglia and the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Eleanor Laming, Green Party councillor for Postwick on Broadland District Council, said, "Having a park and ride service is crucial." She said there was a reduced bus service in Postwick Village and the park and ride site would be beneficial for employees at the growing Broadland Business Park and future owners in new estates in and around Postwick. But despite saying park and ride services were important for the city centre, Stephen Gurney, Executive Director at Norwich Business Improvement District, BID, believed the four active park and ride hubs served the city well. He said, "If it did not reopen, we'd like to see the funding saved from the provision invested in electrical vehicles in the city, and cost savings would go to the city."
Dozens of recycled hospital beds and mattresses have been donated to Ukraine to help support those affected by the war. Many medical supplies have been destroyed as a result of Russia's ongoing invasion, and as a result, there has been a severe shortage of beds to support the wounded and patients who have been transferred. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has joined forces with manufacturer Medstrom for the bed replacement programme. So far, more than 50 beds have been transited through charitable and non-government organisations across the Polish border to reach hospitals in some of the hardest hit regions in the eastern Ukraine.
Well, next is our first feature, written by Derek James. Thousands of people cheered and applauded 30 years ago as an aircraft appeared in the skies over Norfolk. Diamond Lil had arrived. Your reader is Ian Robertson.